Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to be here to report on the community-based long-term care in Taiwan policy and strategies. There are four parts in my presentation: background, policies and strategies, achievements, and perspectives. Next slide, please. First, I would like to introduce current status of demographic structure and change, which is one of the important bases of promoting long-term care policy in Taiwan. In this picture, the green line presents the growth trend of elderly population in Taiwan. As compared to other countries such as Italy, Japan, we can find that Taiwan is going to be the fastest growing countries of elderly population. It's because the generation of post-World War II baby boomers in Taiwan has been well into 65-year-old aging generation. By the end of 2010, the elderly population reached 11%, and it is estimated the elderly population will increase to 14% in 2017 and 20% in 2025. Yeah. In Taiwan, another issue that we have to face seriously is the rapid decrease of birth rate. As told by senior dependency ratio, it will plummet to 4 people support one elderly by 2017, which can be arguable a pivotal year for the rapid growth of demand of long-term care in Taiwan. Yeah, I think most of us know the health care reform in the United States. President Obama proclaimed Community Living Assistance Services and Support Act. The act provides Americans with a new option to finance long-term services and care in the event of a disability, but financial problems stopped it from the outset. Next slide, please. However, Taiwan government thinks long-term care should be a crucial issue. We have to promote the important program, which can be divided into three stages. The first stage is the 10-year plan of long-term care, launched in 2008. This is a nationwide, large-scale pioneering plan through which Taiwan can establish basic service model and delivery system for long-term care. In the second stage, Long-Term Care Service Act has been adopted to construct and integrate Taiwan's long-term care institutions, human resources, and services systems. Regarding the third stage, it is expected to accomplish the legislation of long-term care insurance law and start putting forward the implementation of long-term care insurance, of which in the first stage of 10-year plan of long-term care and the second stage of Long-Term Care Service Act, the core development includes to construct the long-term care service system, to develop human resources, to integrate management and evaluation systems for long-term care institutions, to plan the long-term care network, and to establish a long-term care information platform. Besides, aging in place, accessibility, affordability, and high quality are the major purposes to develop the long-term care systems in Taiwan, and the service approach can be divided into three categories: home services, community services, and institutional taking-in services. And Taiwan's long-term care service delivery system have been confirmed substantially feasible. So in this planning, the criteria of care receivers, the mechanism of assessment tools, and the contents of add-item services, and the mechanism of co-payments by the care receivers are all included in this planning. Since we think long-term care is featured by its long-term and diversified, Taiwan government have set the long-term care management center in all cities and counties to assess the receivers' demands and to link the resources for them. Next slide, please. The contents of 8-item services include home nursing, rehabilitation in community and home, respite care services, and so on. Human resources development of long-term care even holds the key to whether long-term care policy can be successful, so we devised some important strategies. Yet all the long-term care professional personnel are required to be officially enrolled in government-based professional manpower information system. We are also doing the human resources inventory by the different categories of long-term care professional personnel, and we can understand the status of manpower shortage, and we have started the training on the estimates. Next slide, please. In this training program, the core concept for each level and the training hours have been developed. The planning of network for long-term care services is very important in the first and second stage. Taiwan will be divided into 22 regions, and the government will provide incentives and subsidies by the region's characteristics and resources. In this planning, narrowing the gap between the urban and rural areas, balancing the long-term care resources distribution, considering the uniqueness of long-term care services in special groups, and enhancing the long-term care quality are the key points of this planning. It has been almost 4 years since Taiwan's long-term care was implemented in 2008, but how about its achievements? The service coverage rate of elderly population has grown from 2.3% in 2008 to around 20% in August of 2011. Next slide, please. Besides the rapid growth of service coverage rate, Taiwan's long-term care service resources has also grown significantly over the past 4 years. Just from long-term care institutions' capacity, the number of institutions has grown 7%, the number of service beds 11%, and the number of manpower about 21% as compared to 2008. The growth of service manpower is significantly rapid, especially within this year, and faster than that of institution service. It's because Taiwan has set its sights on promoting home care and community services more aggressively in recent years. This slide shows the current long-term care institutions are managed by Department of Health, Ministry of Interior, and Veterans Affairs Commission based on different regulations and laws, as to create different standards and requirements. As of the result, while developing Taiwan's long-term care systems, how to seamlessly integrate various management departments and resources has become one of the crucial policy directions, and is also the main reason having long-term care service law legislated. In long-term care service law, the management of long-term care professional personnel and institutions, setting up the development funding to support network for long-term care, and the care receivers' rights and obligations are key points for legislation. Regarding the perspective, when the coverage rate of disabled people can be is accounted for 30%, and the completion of constructing Taiwan long-term care service system, it's time to get into the third stage. In this stage, the legislation of long-term care insurance law is very important. Once the long-term care insurance law is on the definite track, the 10-year plan of long-term care will be transformed to develop long-term care network to strengthen more prevailing and diversified long-term care service contents and systems. In the long-term care service law, I reported earlier, for the long-term care insurance law, it will follow Taiwan's national health insurance, of which the definition of insurers and insured financed benefits, the regulation of contracting long-term care service institutions will be included. After completing the development of above mentioned three stages, Taiwan can integrate the existing protective service system, including health insurance for medical services, elderly welfare, protective act for physical and mental disabled, joint focusing on community care with the preventive protection concepts to provide Taiwan citizens seamless and integrated social security service network. Finally, thanks for your attention and your comments, suggestions, and experience sharing will be appreciated. Thank you.